This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping keeping America free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheelers out there, the men and women coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Let's not forget about our bulk mail deliverers either, the drivers out there going from the bulk mail center to the post offices to make sure your mail gets delivered. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gasoline and the diesel that you need for your vehicle. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on True Social. The handle is the same, at Captain's America. And on Twitter, we're there as at Captain's America. And don't forget, we have a website, too, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That would be the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, we have retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel, our good friend, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, and host of Military Matters, none other than Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I'm ready to say the pledge. How about you?
I'm ready, too. Beautiful way to start a beautiful day.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America. And to the republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we hope you get it too. Well, sir, just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger in Washington, D.C., and after the Democrats were saying, go to their homes, get in their faces, namely Chuckie Schumer talking about the Supreme Court now, an armed California man was arrested yesterday morning in front of Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home between 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning, armed with a gun, armed with a knife, had a bunch of burglary tools, and he informed the police that he was going to try to kill Justice Kavanaugh.
And he's rightfully going to be charged with attempted murder.
Yep.
And Chuckie Schumer was rightfully had his speech from earlier this year.
Yep.
Where he was on his steps there in Washington, D.C., asking for people to do precisely what this yo-yo did.
Yep.
And then was hours after the arrest of that loony outside Kavanaugh's home, the protesters once again gathering en masse near his home.
Yep.
So there you go.
It's a violation of federal law, and they need to enforce it. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're not doing it. And they're not doing it. And why they're not is beyond me. But again, here we go with the district attorney deal again.
Yeah. You know, Biden the other day, talking about gun control, came out and said, well, the Second Amendment's not absolute. The only thing that's not absolute about any of our civil liberties, all of them, included in the Bill of Rights, is if you infringe upon the civil liberties of others. That is the only limitation. And when you have this gang of folks doing these things, they are infringing upon the civil liberties of others. That is a limitation. That is not free speech. That is not just a violation of law. It's a violation of civil liberties in the United States Constitution.
Yes, sir. You know, it's been a bad week for some of the more notorious left-leaning media outlets. For example, the Washington Post is seemingly on fire. They can't seem to do anything that doesn't get themselves in trouble. CNN is openly hinting that they might be axing some of their liberal news hosts. And MSNBC just hit a 23-year ratings low in the key demographic of adults aged 25 to 54. And there's even more bad news for CNN looming as well.
Yeah, yeah, mainstream networks are doing so doggone bad that President Joe Biden has to go on Jimmy Kimmel's show.
Mm-hmm.
That's the news, his news outlet.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he gets treated softly there, but he can't, at least there, everybody knows what Kimmel and his wife are all about out there. And of course, Kimmel president said, why can't you just by executive order, you know, take steps to infringe upon our right of self-defense, our inalienable, God-given right of self-defense.
Yeah. Well, you know, Fox News obliterates the competition all the time like they do, leading all the basic cable networks by averaging 1.3 million viewers from May 30th to June 5th. But can you guess who number two was? Was it CNN?
I don't want to hazard a guess.
Was it? Okay, well, it wasn't CNN. It wasn't MSNBC. Number two during that period of time, for the most viewers, was HGTV.
But I can tell you, my household, that is normal we're plugged in because that's my dog, Hank, and my cat, Boo. They can't handle the frustrations of listening to the news most of the time. So we keep it on HGTV when we just need background visuals and sound for our son and daughter, our dog and cat.
Yeah, it's in my doctor's office, and when I go there, and you know, they're building something, or they're painting something, or they're fixing something, or whatever, and it's kind of interesting watching it.
Yeah, you know it is, but Captain, having said that, it's not sweetness and light, because it's amazing how even shows like that, where the woke culture has gotten into even things like that, HGTV, HSN and other places like that.
All right, hold that thought, sir. We're coming back, folks, with more with Lieutenant Colonel retired U.S. Army Kevin Wright. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, the right after this is the fact that this portion of the program, this segment, is being brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Nissan. Now, I will tell you that it's amazing to me how they continue to get customers at Moss Nissan from all over Florida, the Panhandle, South Georgia, Tampa Bay, up the East Coast, up into Maine, New England, upstate New York, over into Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and then as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. You heard me right. Now, that's because Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. And one of the things they specialize in is the You Serve, You Save program, which means all active military, all veterans, all first responders, and all church pastors get great deals offered them on the vehicles they want to buy, whether it's a brand new one or certified pre-owned. Now, they've got over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles right now ready to go. Clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale value, too, so you can take advantage of that, upgrade your ride now, and maybe you just want to sell the ride you got. Let them appraise it for you. You might be shocked at what they're going to get, because it's going to be more than what the book tells you. Guarantee you that. Now, Moss Nissan also has locations in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and they're building a brand-new Moss Nissan on State Route 50 just east of the Veterans Expressway in Brooksville. Brand-new. It ought to be opened hopefully the first week in July is what they're shooting for, and it looks like that's what's going to happen. Now, that's going to be great. Now, you can find out more about them by going to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you a bundle of money. There you go. Okay, back to retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning again, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. You know, like Jeff said, you and I are standing tall in muster formation, ready to stand inspection by the listening audience.
Correct. That's right. Doesn't get any more detailed than that. Speaking of which, let's get an inspection from Jim Jordan, the congressman from Ohio, who yesterday said something, and I have to agree, the January 6th panel is attempting to bar Donald Trump from running in 2024. The rumor all over the place is that Adam Schiff has already got some sort of, pardon the pun, trumped-up charge against Trump that they're going to push.
Yeah, and that may or may not be revealed in the grand expose that we'll see, and some of us may see on television tonight in that Hollywood production. But, I agree. I think Jim Jordan's assessment of that, and he's been right all along from very early on about that. You know, I accidentally ran into Jim Jordan at CPAC here about a year and a half ago. He was coming off an elevator. It was early. He just got done with a run. And he came out, nobody was watching, anything like that. And I saw that I saw the way that he treated the fellow that was manning the operator and had a load of things, and he helped that guy. And I thought, you know, this is when you reveal your true character, when nobody else is watching, nobody knows who you are, and you act like that human being. I thought I'd just share that thing because I think it gives credence to the credibility when they speak on a national stage, which is how they deal in private. It reveals character, and it lends truth to what they have to say. So that's my way of saying, yeah, Jim, you're right.
Well, he walked up to me at CPAC. I was over there at CPAC, and he walked up to me and said, hello, Captain, how you doing? Nice to see you. And I went, is there any chance, Congressman, I could get a couple minutes with you? He says, sure, let me go down here and do this TV interview. I'll come right back. And I did, and he did.
That confirms what I just said. You knew it, I know it, and of course that doesn't fit in with the line about the poor character of anybody that would dare want to defend the preservation and protection of our United States Constitution as Jim Jordan has valiantly done.
Now they will have their primetime show tonight at 8 p.m. I will not be watching the live Pride Time show. I'll watch it after midnight. I'm certainly going to watch the hockey game, the Tampa Bay Lightning take on the Rangers. That's where my allegiance lies tonight. I could care less about the January 6th thing because I know it's all a farce.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you and I both. I have a meeting where we got an important business to do, and I'll catch up on what happened in that farce after that. Sports-wise, I haven't paid much attention to it because I live here in Florida, Tampa Bay area. I have to pay attention to the Tampa teams, even though I'm a transplant to here. But I've been watching the Boston Celtics because I became a Celtics fan because my Kansas City, where I came from, doesn't have a basketball team. But back in the days of Larry Bird and Parrish and McHale, I became a fan of them. But I just all of a sudden started paying attention to the NBA, and they are up. 2-1, and they did a pretty good job on the Golden State Warriors last night. So
yeah.
I know not too many Celtics fans out there, at least not here in our local audience, but nationally I'm sure there's got to be a few.
Yeah. Years ago they had a basketball team in Kansas City. It went west.
It did, just like, you know, it used to be the Kansas City A's baseball team, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then Finley took them out to be the Oakland A's. So Kansas City and California, especially Oakland, in that area, we have a simmering dislike for one another. They took our basketball team away to go to Sacramento, the Kings, and they took our baseball team. But you know what? We came out pretty good. I'm pretty damn happy with the Kansas City Royals. Even when we do poorly, they're an upstanding team, my Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay, let's go to the telephone line here. Mel, Saratoga Springs, what's your question for the Colonel?
Captain, I'm sorry. Good morning, Colonel, and good morning once again, Captain. I'm sorry to keep calling you back like this, but you keep coming up with these gems in regards to the issues you're speaking about. Now, look at what you're talking about in regards to the Democrat Party. They went and hired a Hollywood producer, right, to put on this dope tape.
The former president of ABC News.
Right. As a response to that, what the Republicans ought to do is run 2 hours of Dinesh D'Souza's movie, 2,000 Mules. They want to be smart like that? Well, here's the proof right here. Run it right back as a response to their rebuttal to the in the trial. Thank you, Captain. I'd like to take your opinion.
No, that's a good idea, Colonel. I like that idea. Well, of course, they'd have to pay to get it on the air. They're not going to run it for free.
Yeah, that's right. Well, as we know, we talked about Fox News, how it's trouncing the other mainstream media competition.
Yep.
They decided they're not going to go wall-to-wall coverage of that. They're going to leave it to their folks that trounce the competition at night, Fox News, to make decisions about when and how they will use live coverage of that Hollywood production.
Did you notice where Joe Biden went when he had to get a message out on television because these networks that he would have normally gone to didn't have the viewers? He went to Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, yeah. It's funny how some of these left-wing comedians tonight who are no longer funny or very, very rarely funny, even Saturday Night Live has discovered that, hey, if we want to keep a viewing audience, We've got to go back to our roots and be fair and balanced in who we poke fun at. While Kimmel and the crew haven't caught on to that, and they've decided that they are politicians and advocates for the left. And so, Biden went on Kimmel's show, which I don't know, that didn't go real well. But of course, Jimmy Kimmel asked him, why don't you just sign an executive order to deprive Americans of their inalienable God-given rights to self-defense. Amazing.
Right.
We're on to you, Jimmy. We're on to you, President Biden.
Yeah, it doesn't quite work that way now, does it?
Nope.
All right, well, moving along here. Of course, we have a Democratic congressman who pled guilty to ballot stuffing in Pennsylvania. He's only 79 years old, and he was booted out of Congress once about 10-15 years ago. And then he came back, ran again, said, oh, I'm so sorry. I forgive you. Please forgive me. He ran for office and got elected again. They should have known. They should have known.
Yeah, and like you call it, said, the counterpoint to the nice fiasco was that the movie Vanessa D'Souza's 2,000 Mules. Whether you think the election was stolen or not, or whether the outcome was changed, it's absolutely impossible for any reasonable person not to know that there was an inordinate amount of fraud that occurred in the last election. Arizona shows it. What you just mentioned about Pennsylvania shows it. And that bears looking at, if nothing else, so that we don't repeat criminal activity.
Colonel, can you hang on for another segment?
Captain, you know I'm up for that.
All right, very good. Hold on. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more coming your way. I'll be right back.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate unanimously passed legislation aimed at protecting Supreme Court justices. Now House Democrats are blocking the bipartisan bill, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
But House Democrats have spent weeks blocking the measure that passed here unanimously related to security for Supreme Court justices.
An attempted murder of a Supreme Court justice charge has been brought against Californian Nicholas John Rosk after he was stopped by law enforcement on his way to Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home in Maryland Wednesday morning with weapons and tools. His next court appearance is on June 22nd. Attorney General Merrick Garland on Wednesday announced that a Department of Justice team of 9 people will review local law enforcement's response to the Uvalde school shooting last month. Local and state law enforcement officials in Texas have faced intense criticism from releasing misinformation to inaction during the heat of battle. USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I'd be happy to take it right away. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that manufacture the product called Relief Factor. Now, I've been taking Relief Factor for coming up on 8 years in July. I've been taking it every day without fail. Matter of fact, I just took it a little while ago because what it does is it helps my body reduce the inflammation and the swelling and the pain that I have with the injuries that I've had in both of my legs, which are really bothering me. And I've had a couple of surgical procedures in the last week on both of my legs. So this is something that works for me, and it will work for you. Now, it's all natural, 100% drug-free. The ingredients are turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It will lower or eliminate pain that you have and even go right straight to the source of the pain and eliminate it that way. So there you go. Now, think about that for a second. And while you're thinking about that, think about this. $19.95 is all it costs for the 3-week quick start to get it all started. $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time. Relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try, because after all you have to lose is pain. All right, back with Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright, and good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
We've got another caller on the line. I'm going to go over there right away, take them. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Captain Tim from Tampa.
Yes, sir.
It's a little off topic, but I thought it was really interesting you guys could discuss. I made a phone call to Social Security, to the direct government number, not an email, a phone call, to inquire about Medicare insurance. And within 15 minutes, and continuing now for the past 5 days, I'm being bombarded by insurance companies calling me. How did they get my name and number?
Very simple. All right, you hang up, and I'm going to tell you how, and I'll tell the rest of the audience. Okay. Colonel, you know where I'm going with this. Social Security is one of those agencies that sells your information to commercial sources, and they sold his name, his phone number, perhaps even his personal identification information to a list that's being distributed to the insurance companies. Now, the way to stop that is very simple. Get on the do not call list and say, I do not want to hear these calls, and block the calls.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I personally have, and I know you have too, just because when you're out there and you try to reach out to the public in so many ways, especially on social media, it gets captured right there and left. So you probably spend a good amount of time every day just blocking, deleting, or getting off of this or that. And I do. And I got my stuff hanging out there. And even though I'm a couple years, just 2 years away from Social Security time, my wife has certainly got that and can parlay his thing. And she's very careful what she does. And yet she has had all that stuff captured and has to deal with on a daily basis, weeding out the trash and blocking the trash. Yeah, that's a sad state of affairs where we're at. But people got to be savvy, and our elderly people they got to be in the know, and they've got to have folks that love and care for them to make sure that they are not victimized, because that happens all too often.
Yeah, and a basic rule of thought, from where I'm sitting anyway, is do not give your information to anybody if you don't want it repeated. Assume that whoever you're going to give it to, it's going to get sold or repeated or mentioned or something. That's the basic rule of thought. Unless they've got something that says on their website, if you're dealing with a website, we do not sell or this, that, and the other, your information. Unless you see that, you're out for the, right for the picking.
Yeah. And, you know, you get perturbed by all these, 2 and 3 step verifications and all that, but I've gotten accustomed to do it because it really is for your benefit. I use them, and there's different verifications on almost everything I do. It's a pain in the butt, but until we get ahead of where we're at in the cyber world these days, you got to do it, and you got to defend yourself, because nobody else is going to do it. You've got to be educated. You've got to follow advice like you just gave, Captain, or else you may fall prey.
Yeah, Eric is saying that that's really something that a government agency would do that. Well, they've been doing it for years, Eric. Where you been? Been doing it for years.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, the House last night passed the Protecting Our Kids Act by a 223-204 vote.
Yeah, you know, and of course, in response to that, I immediately posted some folks who are endorsed by the National Republican Liberty Caucus, and there's a reason for that, because they always come out very strongly, and they always have. You mentioned one of them, Jim Jordan, but some Florida folks, Congressman Greg Stubbe, Congressman Byron Donalds, and Kentucky's Thomas Massey, in 2 or 3 minutes, had American folks and had Democrats been listening, or with their brains and not their hearts and emotions that they're trying to play on, that would have never got there. But that's okay. Well, it's going to be up to the Senate to put a dagger in this this affront to our inalienable God-given rights to self-defense.
Well, the day before, Rhode Island Representative Cicilline said, and I quote, I don't think there's a single incident of someone using an assault weapon being stopped by someone with a gun. Right away, Representative Massey stood up and said, I can name 11.
I love Massey. In fact, we invited him to come down and be a part of our Constitution Day breakfast in September. He's not available, but one of the three folks I talked about, Congressman Byron Donalds, will be our keynote speaker. So I'm excited about that. It's great to meet, see these folks talk in front of America, but it's even better to meet them up front and personal. And like the story we talked about, Jim Jordan, they're real people. They don't just talk the talk, they walk the talk.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think about this one? Steve Bannon's legal team has issued subpoenas to top Democrats and members of the controversial January 6th House of Representatives panel in a development in Bannon's ongoing contempt of Congress case. Now, in October, the Democratic-led House voted to certify a contempt of Congress charge against Bannon, who had refused a subpoena from the January 6th panel asserting a right to executive privilege as a former White House staff member. Now, despite the legal questions over the validity of the panel's subpoenas, the Department of Justice decided to pursue a criminal case against Bannon. Now, Bannon's lawyers have issued 16 subpoenas to top members of the committee, as well as other Democrats, like House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who chose the panel's members, Representative Bernie Thompson, who happens to be the panel's chairman, and, of course, the two Republicans on the committee, Representative Liz Cheney and Representative Adam Kinzinger. They're all being subpoenaed to testify.
Yeah, that was interesting. Of course, I'm not a legal scholar or legal expert, but from what I've read, there may be something to what is, you know, Bannon's not an idiot by any means, and he's got the resources and ability to counterpunch, and that's what this looks like. And so, now this is one of two legal cases here in the last day that is of interest. The other one, of course, being the New York Attorney General attack upon the Trump empire.
Yep.
Yeah. That one, the last card hasn't been played in that either. So stay tuned. More to follow on both of these fronts.
Yeah. Now, this White House Press Secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, she can't be long for the world when she keeps making statements like this. The economy is in a better place.
Captain, I marvel at how well you pronounce her name. I can't handle that. I've got a good friend that speaks French fairly fluently, and he's got family in France, but maybe he could do that. But I get tangled up in that business. But, yeah, I tell you what, she's speaking French and Greek to me when she makes comments like that. I don't get it.
All right, my friend, you have a great day. Look forward to talking to you on Tuesday. Maybe I'll run across you somewhere over the weekend. Who knows?
You betcha, Captain. Always. I'll keep track of you even if we don't talk face-to-face.
All right, that's retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Always a pleasure, and we enjoy having him on the program. And you people do, too. I hear from you all the time. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
I'm a police officer. I have been for 32 years.
Okay.
The case in Atlanta, the officer follows protocol. If someone takes my taser and they turn it on, they have the ability to get my gun.
That's right.
Get my patrol car, which has got an AR-15 and a shotgun, and wreak havoc. Mm-hmm. The officer had every right to protect himself.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Overnight from 2 to 6.
There you go. I remember that officer like it was yesterday. And that's our friend up there in Atlanta, Georgia. I won't mention his name, but he's a sergeant. And he called that night and we were talking. And hello to the Atlanta Police Department, Atlanta Fire Department, too, up there listening to us on 920 AM, 920 The Answer up in Atlanta. We appreciate you guys and gals and the job you do. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, and for all of you around the countryside, if you can't find something related to blinds, shades, or shutters, maybe you might want to get a hold of Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They'll ship stuff to you. They do it all the time. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and that's down in Sarasota. And, of course, they will offer installation on-site cleaning parts and repairs here in the local Sarasota and Tampa Bay area. All you got to do is stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give her a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or ask your questions or whatever you want to do. Now, remember,
All military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You need something there, you're out of the area, they just might be able to help you out. They're good people. Good people. And I like doing business with good people. We've got some really good people on this program that support us. So I appreciate when you support them. You know, the recall of the progressive district attorney, Chesa Boudin, showed that voters are rejecting the policies that liberal progressives are trying to implement in California as well as nationwide. This is not the first time we've had a bunch of Democrats get replaced because of their policies. Now, big things are on the top mind of the voters here. It deals with security, economic security, physical security, places like California rejecting policies that don't work. It's not only in California, it's nationwide. Letting people go that had done bad things to go out onto the street and do things that were even worse? How does that solve anything? How does that solve anything? And I got to mention a couple of people here who have spoken up, and I have a great deal of respect for both of them. Now, on Tuesday, the people of San Francisco overwhelmingly voted to recall their activist district attorney, Chesa Boudin. Even a city as liberal as San Francisco has finally had enough of the violence, the theft, the social decay brought on by Boudin's permissive policies towards crime. Because during Boudin's brief tenure, a city once known for its beauty and relatively safe confines has become consumed by open-air drug markets populated by catonic users, blocks of tent cities littering the sidewalks of once thriving neighborhoods, and brazen smash-and-grab robbers, to say a few. Make no mistake, what happened in San Francisco was the first shot across the bow in a country of tired people that have had it with these rogue prosecutors giving a free pass to criminals for failing their constituents in the most fundamental of public safety responsibilities. You know, our communities are experiencing an unprecedented uptick in crime, violence, social disorder, rendering many of our nation's most beloved cities nearly unlivable. And then you've got somebody like AOC, who's an idiot, who came out yesterday and said, and I quote, "Well, you know, the reason we got all the crime in the blue cities is because the people in the red cities, they're bringing it to the blue cities." What a bunch of nonsense. Americans want and they deserve safe and clean streets for their children and families, and they demand elected officials who will enforce the law and respect the responsibilities of our men and women in uniform. Chesa Boudin failed the people of San Francisco on all accounts, and he was finally held responsible for what he did to that once great city. Now, of course, he's saying, well, it's all about the money. The Republicans, they spent three times the amount of money that I had, and they bought this election. They bought this election. How the hell do you think the guy got into office to begin with? George Soros and his money. That's how he got into the office. Didn't hear that, did you? You heard it from me. Because I'm going to tell you the truth. But no, they don't want you to know that. Now, you know, Bidenflation is such that the rich may not be getting much richer in this massive inflationary wave, but the working class is most certainly getting poorer. The Associated Press and the Washington Post have both acknowledged that Joe Biden's inflation has created an economy of haves and have-nots, and you're either one or you're the other. Now, while the White House continues to spin consumer spending statistics, the spending patterns show increasing stratification, with wealthy households continuing to spend on luxuries, but working-class Americans have been forced to go out and look for cheaper alternatives to staples and food and clothing, or just go without. Big box retailers have had to recalculate their projections as low-income households suffer most from the erosion of their buying power. And we already know that higher inflation levels act as a regressive tax. The latest economic data demonstrates that effect, but it also delivers a warning. Did you see what Target did? They're not buying any more new products for the rest of the year. They're going to reduce what they've got on hand. They've got an awful large supply of things that they need to sell to get their inventory down. They've reduced the price. They're going to have more specials. And they're not taking any delivery on any new products. Their words, not mine. Now, the middle class is next. And, in fact, it's already starting to adjust purchasing decisions in light of higher prices. And this is a fact, folks. Like it or not, this is a fact. Joe Biden has done more to widen the economy gaps than any other president in the last 40 years. That's a fact. He has not helped the United States at all. And anybody that says he has is a damn fool. He's hurt us from day one, his policies. And some people will say, well, it's the luck of the draw. It's just a set. No. Repeat after me. The fundamental transformation of America. Who said that? Who said that when they walked out onto the stage years ago? Newly elected president-elect. Who said that? We are 5 days away from the fundamental transformation of America. It was Barack Obama. And you don't think he's got something to do with all of this? Then you haven't been paying attention. Now, he's not the only one. He's not the only one. There are others involved in this. But he certainly has my vote for being a ringleader. And when it comes to the money, and there's plenty of it being dabbled around to help direct these people, you know, how do you think they get rioters pretty much on cue? Well, they got them on retainer. They pay them. They pay them. We've seen that all over the place when they show up in these different areas where they've had some sort of situation where next thing you know, here comes a Black Lives Matter or whatever they call themselves. We've seen it. Well, tonight's the night. Those of you that want to watch the 8 o'clock charade on TV, have at it. Personally, I will be watching the Tampa Bay Lightning play the New York Rangers. Can't wait. And I will tell you this. I believe that this country's better days are still ahead of us, and we can beat these people at their own game if we just stand up for America. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.